About support local for the next couple of minutes. Made in Cape Town seeks to celebrate all local businesses and entrepreneurs. Erica Elk is the CEO of the Craft and Design Institute, and she joins us on the line. And small businesses, essentially the backbone of our economy. Better yet, most small businesses support other local initiatives. So when we make a commitment to shop local or support a small business, we cycle money back into our communities. And this is what Made in Cape Town is all about, I guess, supporting, celebrating and promoting local businesses, producing products, systems and services within the Cape Town metropole and surrounds. Erica Elk, welcome.
Morning.
It's morning. It's still morning. It's still morning for a wee while. But I got you. You've had a busy day, clearly, thus far. Erica, it can be hyper-local as well, the principle on which Made in Cape Town is based. So if you're buying in Athlone, for example, you are supporting local businesses who are employing local kind of people, and the more you keep it necessarily within Athlone, the more it's going to grow and be of even greater benefit, especially to employment in that community. Is that the principle, essentially?
Absolutely. But on top of that, what we're really wanting to encourage local consumers and in fact international consumers is to buy products and services that have been made in Cape Town. So I guess there's the focus on made in Cape Town. So we're not just sort of circulating money that's purchasing products in the local economy, but we're actually supporting businesses who are making originating products and services.
And when you're saying when you say Cape Town, it means not Caledon, for example.
Well, actually, no. So one of the Cape Town has a very kind of big brand, and what Made in Cape Town is trying to do is to build off that for as many people as possible. So in fact, the Made in Cape Town geographical reach is 100 kilometers outside the city metro boundary. So it includes Atlantis and Caledon and Friendship and Hermanus, etc.
We couldn't make it a provincial initiative.
Well, so we could, but we have to start somewhere. And really, we want to kind of lay a solid foundation, start within a sort of clear geographic boundary. And when we grow, then we can expand the boundaries and create Made in George and Made in Plate.
Okay, so you're wanting the populace to buy into this and be a little circumspect about the stuff that they're buying and purchase local in order to create more jobs locally. How do businesses become part of this initiative?
So businesses can become members. So as long as you are a registered business and registered within the boundary that I've described, then you can sign up to be a member of Made in Cape Town. And the purpose of Made in Cape Town has both a sort of supply and a demand function. So from a demand function, we can amplify the message to consumers in a cooperative way. So we can have a greater reach than an individual business can. So from a kind of marketing perspective, it can create really additional value for the business, for members. And then for members themselves, a lot of business owners, work in isolation. They struggle a lot to get access to information, to get access to networks. So Made in Cape Town then offers them an opportunity to be part of a collective, a greater whole of other people who are going through the same, on the same journey, might have.
Yeah,
have lessons to share and experiences to share, etc.
And you're absolutely agnostic about who comprises Cape Town. So it doesn't matter if it's our brothers or sisters from Zimbabwe that are manufacturing things, or from Malawi for that particular matter, as long as the origin of the product is South African.
Yes,
or rather Cape Town specific.
Cape Town, in this instance, specifically Cape Town. I mean, if you wander around Cape Town, if you go to our sort of retail spaces, you can see the magnificent product that people are making. But small businesses, our small sort of local brands, are competing in a marketplace with big brands that have huge marketing budgets. So this is really about getting people behind a movement, behind the kind of making purposeful purchasing decisions. So you're not just buying a shoe, you're buying a shoe that's made in Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah. It's a job behind that shoe. Yeah. Erica Elk, CEO of Craft and Design Institute, CDI, on the line talking about Made in Cape Town. We're going to continue this conversation next.
Only on Cape Talk.
And chatting with Erica Elk, CEO of the Craft and Design Institute, CDI. Just for interest sake, how did CDI become part of this Made in Cape Town initiative, Erica?
So CDI has been operating for 21 years in the space of building and supporting small businesses, obviously, you know, with a focus on the creative. And one of the most important things that we do as an organization is help people get access to market, because that's one of the most important drivers for business.
Yeah.
And we've been in conversation, the City of Cape Town has been a funder of CDI for most of the 20 years, actually. And we've been in constant conversation about how do we improve our offering and improve support to businesses in the city. And so this idea of a brand, it's been spoken about for a long time, or a mark of origin. And so the city gave us some funding to commission a feasibility study in 2018 to test the viability of it. And we had a company do some market research with international and local consumers. And the question to them was, is it important for them to know where a product came from and what the story behind the product was or is? And it was overwhelmingly a yes from that. And then we also asked local businesses if they thought there was value in being part of a localization initiative. And there was also overwhelming yes to that. So that kind of gave us, the power to say, okay, well, how do we develop and conceptualize a mark of origin that's membership based in the city?
It sounds nearly as an extension to what you've then done for forever. You bring the demand to the supply, and that is the incentive for people to get involved. How do people get involved?
So they can sign up as a member. I can give you the website if I can do that.
Please do.
So it's Made in Cape Town, one word, .org.za. And we also have a marketing lead. I can give you his number, Zakiti Butelezi, who people can phone. His number is 072-255-2448. And he's happy to have conversations with people about what Made in Cape Town is, what it offers, what the benefit is, and how they can get involved.
And Made in Cape Town is proudly African, because we have been cosmopolitan. Sometimes people say it's little Europe down south over here. We're going to celebrate the cosmopolitan essence of the city and everybody that is a part of it through this campaign. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, our sort of tagline developing is made in Cape Town, proudly South African. So we are absolutely part of this magnificent country in all of its diversity. And we want to celebrate that.
And that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Erica Elk, CEO of Craft and Design Institute. You want to be looking out for that Made in Cape Town a little logo. It seeks to celebrate all local businesses and South Africa. Proudly South African, of course, and entrepreneurs. That's what I was trying to say.